Ballard and the Midnighters, Work With Me Annie, 1954, a song that went up to number one on the R&B charts, did nothing on any of the pop charts, but brought about a lot of Annie songs after that one got out there. They would, later on, the Midnighters with Hank Ballard would do Annie's Aunt Fanny, and that's hard to say, and they would also do Annie Had a Baby. And the Eldorados would do a song called Annie's Answer. And then the Platters, with Linda Hayes doing the vocals, did a song called My Name Ain't Annie. And really good songs. But anyway, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. They started out as the Royals in 1952, changed their name to the Midnighters in 54. And then after a good little career there, got lots of hits, they changed it to Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. So, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get right back to the music. We got the Mamas and the Papas coming up, Jackie Wilson, and then Fast Domino. So here we go right now with the Mamas and the Papas, dedicated to the one I love.
It's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
want you to do, especially for me. Still
sweet melody. But all of the vows you made were only to be for you on my grill.
Blueberry Hill, Fast Domino, 1956, went up to number two on the pop charts and number one on the R&B charts, and had a really good career, Fast did. And I think that was about his ninth number one on the R&B charts by the time that came around. He had had a good career already, but good career, Fast Domino, 1956, Blueberry Hill. Jackie Wilson before that, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher, 1967. Went to number six on the pop charts, number one on the R&B. And Dedicated to the One I Love, the Mamas and the Papas, 1967. Went to number two on the pop charts. That song originally came out in 57. The Five Royals did it first. And a couple years later, the Shirelles did a version of it in 59. And both of them had real good chart hits for that one, too. But Dedicated to the One I Love. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Temptations going to get us started, then Billy Bland, and then Tommy Rowe. So here we go right now, the Temptations from 1969, I Can't Get Next to You.
Hold it. Listen.
Sky blue,
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh, I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, babe.
Next to you.
So does that.
She's been a little wallflower on
Tommy Rowe, 1969, number one hit for him on the pop charts, Dizzy. And, of course, Tommy had all kind of hits out there, too, and really enjoyed listening to all his fun stuff. Billy Bland before that. Speaking of fun, this was a really good fun song, Let the Little Girl Dance, 1960, number 7 on the pop charts and number 11 on the R&B charts. And The Temptations, 1969, I Can't Get Next to You, number 1 hit on both the pop and the R&B charts. Okay, we've got Otis Rush going to get us started the next set. And we're going to do a little Louis Armstrong and then Eddie Cochran. And if you're a James Bond fan, you'll know the Louis Armstrong song when you hear it. But here we go right now. Otis Rush from 1960. So many roads, so many trains.
Every step of the way wonders of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for now. Nothing more, nothing less. On love. Find us with the cares of the world far behind us. Yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less. Only love.
Eddie Cochran, Teenage Heaven. That song came out in 1959, and if you're an Eddie Cochran fan, you'll know it, but if you just know his hits, you may not know this one. It only went up to number 99 as far as the pop charts goes, so not everybody got a chance to hear that one on the radio stations, but really good fun song, Teenage Heaven, and it's not a song that talks about singers who have passed away and you're going to see them again in heaven or something. This is what it would be like. This is his way of saying, hey, school needs to have shorter hours, and I need to work less, and so on and so on. So that's Teenage Heaven to him. Louis Armstrong, We Have All the Time in the World. Now, if you're a James Bond fan, you'll know this one. It was recorded in 1969. Didn't chart on anything, but it was used in the movie on the soundtrack, On Her Majesty's Secret Service. But it was also used in the last James Bond movie that came out, No Time to Die. And on this recording, 1969, Louis Armstrong reportedly did not play the trumpet on it because he was sick at the time. And been a lot of speculations who did. I'm sure there's probably something out there. If I looked hard enough, I could find out who definitely did it. Some people say Herb Albert may have been the one, but I'm not sure. But anyway, Louis Armstrong, really nice sound by him. Otis Rush, So Many Roads, So Many Trains, 1960. Didn't chart on anything. You might know Otis from his one and only R&B hit, I Can't Quit You, Baby. 1956, went to number 6 on the R&B charts for him that year. Okay, we got Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Young Bloods, and then Laverne Baker. So here we go, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Why do fools fall in love?
Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Tweedly dot, sugar pie. Humpy hump bump bump tweet. Lit tweet, lit tweet, dum. You as sweet as bubble gum. Mercy, mercy, pudding pie. You've got something that money can't buy. Tweet, lit tweet, lit tweet, lit dum.
Twiddledee, Laverne Baker, 1955. Number 14 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B charts. That was her first pop and also her first R&B charted song. So that's when she really got going there. And boy, she did some great, great music during her career. I really loved listening to Laverne Baker. The Youngbloods before that, Get Together, also known as Let's Get Together. But the 45 says Get Together for them. Group that came out of Boston, and one of their members of that group was Jesse Colin Young. And this song charted in 1967 originally. It went up to number 62 on the charts, but it was re-released later on and in 69 and went up to number 5 on the charts. And, you know, you hear that song, you think, well, that's a good song. They probably wrote it, but no, they didn't. There, in fact, quite a few other groups recorded it before they did. The Kingston Trio had a version of it. Jefferson Airplane also had a version of it. And the Wee Five, you might remember them from a song called You Were On My Mind. The Wee Five did it, and their version charted in 65, went up to number 31. But good sound by them. I've always liked the Youngbloods version of that. Frankie Lyman, the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, 1956, number 6 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And this was also their first pop and first R&B hit. This got them going. And the song itself is in a Grammy Hall of Fame. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Rolling Stone's 500 most influential songs is number 314. And good sound by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. All right, we got a double play of the day coming up. But getting us started is going to be Elvis doing one of his Sun label recordings. And then our double play of the day is the Chords. So here we go right now. Elvis and Baby, Let's Play House.
Baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby. I want to play house with you.
Well, you may go to college. You may go to school. You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool.
And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Now listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house.
Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come.
Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
All in the house, baby.
One thing, baby, that I want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before.
But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Hit it.
To understand, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. And then, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. do 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom and open, we'll meet again. Boom, ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 pip, a bib, a rob, a dib. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again, boom, boom. Ding a ling dong, a ling a la ling a la ling a la ling a la ro ro dip, a bib a ro ba dip. Oh, life could be a dream, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again, boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding ding dong, a lang a lang a lang a lang a lang a lang a bip, a bip a ro ba dip. Oh, life could be a dream, life could be a dream.
Do 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 shaboom.
Guy who's had a gal in each and every port, and you forgot the rules of love that life has always taught. And if you broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream, for brother is the only way that you can be redeemed. Cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you. Brother, cross over the bridge.
If you had built a boat to take you to the greener side, and if that boat is built with every lie you ever lied, you'll never reach the promised land of life, I guarantee. For lies cannot hold water, and you'll sink into the sea.
Cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you. Brother, cross over the bridge.
I know it isn't easy to resist temptation call, but think of how your broken heart will hurt you when you fall. For someday you'll find that you're hopelessly in love, and she'll belong to someone else as sure as stars above.
Cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge,
cross over the bridge.
Change your reckless ways of living. Cross over the bridge, leave your fickle past behind you, and true romance will find you.
Cross over the bridge.
chords, our double play of the day. That was Cross Over the Bridge. Came out in 1954. It didn't chart, but a good sound. You know, Patti Page, I believe, is the one that had a hit with that and did a good sound. Then they took it and made it kind of an R&B doo-wop sound, and I really like that. And that was didn't chart, but it was the flip side of the first chord song that we played today, Shaboom. And you'll know that one. So if you buy Shaboom, be sure to flip it over and listen to Cross Over the Bridge. Both of them came out in 54. Shaboom went up to number 5 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts. It's a Grammy Hall of Fame song, and it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And 1 week later, the Crew Cuts had a version of it, and it was released also a week later. And their version went all the way to number 1 on the pop charts. So really a fun song. And at the same time, both of them were going up the charts. So good sound by the Chords, our double play of the day. Elvis got us started. Baby, Let's Play House. That was his fourth Sun single release. It came out in 1955. It didn't chart nationally. And it was a song that Arthur Gunter wrote. And he did his version about 5-6 months before Elvis did his. Arthur did his original version in 54, and his version went to number 12 in the R&B charts. But good fun song, and Elvis did a good job of it. Okay, let's keep going. We got Jackie DeShannon getting us started, Ray Charles, and then B.B. King. So here we go right now. Jackie doing Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Think of your fellow man. Him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me.
Running wild. If you yes, I'll drown. Oh, yes, in my own tears. I know it's true. Mm-hmm, into each life.
Me Baby, B.B. King, 1964, song that went to number 34 on both the R&B and the pop charts. And good good guitar playing, good singing, just a good fun song by B.B. King there. Ray Charles, Drowning My Own Tears, 1956. Didn't do anything on the pop charts, but went all the way to number one on the R&B charts. You know, and that song, you hear it and you think, hey, that's probably something he wrote, but a guy named Henry Glover wrote that song, but and although Ray Charles did his in 1956, Lula Reed did the original version in 51, 5 years earlier, and it went to number five on the R&B charts. So that's where that song came from. And Jackie DeShannon, big hit for her, number four on the pop charts, 1969, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. All right, we got to get out of here in just a minute. Let's play a couple more real quick before we have to go. We're going to let the Dell Vikings get us started, and then we'll end up with a Bo Diddley. So here we go right now, the Dell Vikings from 1957. What made Maggie run?
Maggie.
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 I finally got that Maggie all alone with me. Out in the boat on a deep blue sea. My heart was beating bad, and this was fun. But up jumped Maggie, and away she ran. Oh, oh,
what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Well.
Someone let me know.
And the way she flew.
Oh, what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Wow.
Someone let me know. What made Maggie go?
And the way she skipped up.
Oh, what made Maggie run? What made Maggie run?
Run.
Someone let me know.
To call me, babe. Call me anytime that you choose. I say I want you to call me, babe. Honey, child, I want you to call me anytime that you choose. You know I'll be so happy to hear from you. Yes, we can talk about the things, all of the things we used to do. I say we can talk about the things. We can talk about all the things we used to do. Well, now you know
Joe Diddley, 1961. This Side Nor the Flip Side did charted, but good sound by them. This one was Call Me. You flip it over, you get the song called Pills. And if you're from this area, you will probably remember that one because it got some airplay here, and it's real popular with the collectors here. And Call Me is a real good sound, too. 1961. Del Vikings before that, 1957. What Made Maggie Run? Good sound by them. I like that one. But it didn't chart either. But really good sound. I put it up there with Come Go With Me. It was a really fun song. So, hey, we got to get out of here. We want to thank you for joining us here on BRC Radio Show. We are brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I end my show with an instrumental song, and that's what we're doing today. We got a group called the Spacemen, and they had a song called The Clouds. And that came out in 1959, went to number 41 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And just a group of studio guys, session players, got together and did a couple sounds, I guess. And but it was on the Alton label, A-L-T-O-N. And good sound by them. So thank you for joining us today, and we're going to catch you next time on BRC Radio.